RTHK.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin has just welcomed North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to Russia's largest rocket launch site. John Park of Harvard's Korea Project says he expects the two will come to an agreement to help one another.
I think we're going to see that play out in terms of North Korean artillery shells in the battlefield in Ukraine, and also the type of cooperation that is likely to proceed in terms of Russia helping North Korea with that critical stage of getting these larger and heavier satellites into orbit.
The rare trip outside North Korea for Kim coincided with the North reportedly firing two ballistic missiles off its east coast on Wednesday. Japan's Coast Guard says the missiles fell into the sea outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. It's not clear how large the missiles were or what their range is. In eastern Libya, more than 1,500 bodies have been recovered after devastating storms and resultant flooding. Some aid is arriving, but not fast enough, says the BBC's Anna Foster.
In a country without a single overarching functioning government, accurate information is hard to come by. The political situation in Libya could also make the supply of aid even more difficult.
People in Massachusetts and Rhode Island are working to assess and fix the damage caused by heavy rains on Monday. Roads and basements were flooded. A state of emergency was declared in Leominster, Massachusetts, where Mayor Dean Mazzarella says they got 11 inches of rain in 6 hours.
We have several homes where the water washed out around, and you can see the foundation of the home, right down to the 8-foot foundation. You can see all 8 feet down.
The new COVID vaccine may be available Wednesday in some pharmacies. CBS's Alexander Tin says the CDC is recommending that virtually all Americans get the shot.
The so-called universal recommendations come after a panel of the agency's outside advisors were presented with data showing even healthy young Americans with no underlying conditions are still being hospitalized from COVID.
A common decongestant ingredient in many over-the-counter cold medicines is ineffective. Details from CBS's Dunya Bacchus.
A panel of 16 advisors to the FDA says the leading decongestant used by millions of Americans likely provides no more relief than a placebo pill. The group voted unanimously against the effectiveness of the key drug found in popular oral versions of Sudafed, Allegra, Dayquil, and other over-the-counter products for a stuffy nose.
And the sports betting company DraftKings is apologizing for using the September 11th attacks to try to get customers to bet on baseball and football games. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that. It is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome.
But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 42, overnight, under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 67, tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows level off around 41, tomorrow night, mainly sunny skies and calm, Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 78, chance for scattered rain showers, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom rolling into the happier happy hour. And I've been joined here by a fine guest in the Solidarity Realty Studios, the WMDX Mad Radio Studios. We've got Andrew Heisel. Did I say that right, Andrew?
You got it.
I've got a habit of butchering names. He is an attorney with our friends at Lawton and Cates, and he's here representing, I guess, the case against the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz.
Well done, Mike.
Did I get that right?
You summed it up really well, yeah.
Well, we're done then here. Let's go. obviously, we've had some breaking news during the course of the day. First and foremost, how high is your skepticism with the Republican proposal? They claim fair maps, Iowa style. We're done here. Nothing to see. Everybody move along. Are you skeptical, sir?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting that certain issues or certain ideas come to the forefront at certain times. Is that a good way to put it?
That's a great way to put it.
The timing conspicuous, perhaps, but what is your suspicion, if I may ask?
Well, I think there's a real clear understanding that's nationally known. I mean, this isn't even just in Wisconsin, that we have uniquely distorted legislative maps. So much so that in 2018, the Assembly Democrats won 54% of the vote statewide, and they only got 36 of the seats. There's no other state that has that kind of a lopsided gerrymander to the point where I think there's a suit right now before the court challenging it. So with all these different things in play and the timing being such that it is with a new Supreme Court justice, the timing does seem a little strange.
Now, Andrew, explain this concept. There has not yet been an impeachment action against Justice Protasiewicz, but there is now a lawsuit. And if I understood, I have not read the suit, but I've read the reporting thereof. Effectively, the litigants are saying to impeach a justice is to overturn their will as voters. Does that seem correct? What's the legal premise? Is it something along those lines?
Sure. It's a great question. So the legal premise is that we represent voters who voted in the spring election for Janet Protasiewicz. They have a constitutional right under the state constitution to vote for an elect to elect a somebody to the state Supreme Court and to have their vote respected. They were part of a million, actually more than a million people that voted for her, providing an 11-point margin. What we're saying in this suit is that because there's been very real, clear expression of intent to file articles of impeachment on the basis of statements she made and the fact that she received legal campaign contributions, that ultimately is not the basis for a constitutional impeachment. The Constitution in Wisconsin is very specific about what qualifies for impeachment. It's crimes or corruption in office. And she clearly, based on the issues that they've raised, has done neither. So therefore, we've asked for what's known as injunctive relief. It's frequently employed in the case of constitutional issues. And it basically says, because once their rights are violated, if she's unconstitutionally impeached, once their rights as voters are violated, how do you fix that? You can't. And that's why we filed an injunction seeking emergency relief. And we did it in anticipation and to prevent this unconstitutional action.
Andrew Heisel, he is the litigant plaintiff's attorney trying to seek to preemptively block an impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. Sir, my question becomes, what about standing? This is a legal issue we often banter about. But standing, does your client, do these respective voters, they haven't yet been harmed? It's, as you point out, you're looking for injunctive relief. You're looking for relief before the harm happens. Is that a harder premise to prove when it comes to standing, and why these voters would be qualified to seek relief before the court?
Sure. Another great question. The standing issue in Wisconsin is actually an easier hurdle to overcome than it is at the federal level. And I do want to be really clear. We are moving forward with this case under the state constitution and the state laws. We are not in any way seeking relief under the federal constitution. Standing is much easier to meet in Wisconsin at the state level than it is at the federal level. It's considered a policy of the court as opposed to meeting a set of constitutional criteria. Also, again, getting to the harm being, you have to demonstrate to get injunctive relief, you have to demonstrate that your clients will likely succeed on the merits. You have to show irreparable harm. You have a number of things you have to demonstrate. In our legal filings, we provided evidence to cover all those bases.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest here in the Madison studios with me. He is Andrew Heisel. He's with Lawton & Cates. He is representing litigants in a plaintiff action trying to preempt an impeachment. And the court you're seeking relief from is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The jurisdiction question, going straight to the Supreme Court, and I've had this argument with my colleague Dominic a few times, there won't be a district court. There won't be a trial per se if you're on your way to the Supreme Court. Doesn't there need to be a trial for the Supreme Court to evaluate transcripts or whatever? How does this start in the Supreme Court?
It starts in the Supreme Court under the theory of original jurisdiction. Original jurisdiction is something that the Supreme Court can exercise at their discretion for issues of particular import, especially issues with great effect and statewide effect. We're talking again about over 1 million voters who were very clear about who they wanted to be the Supreme Court justice. And it really, this is exactly the kind of case that begs for original jurisdiction.
Andrew, if the Wisconsin Supreme Court were to take this case up, would it be your expectation that Justice Protasiewicz be seated on the court and listen to the arguments?
I can't really predict what the court will do or what Justice Protasiewicz will do. But in our petition, we specifically note from the law of necessity that we believe that she should sit and listen to this case. It applies not just to her. We are proactively saying that if the assembly is going to impeach a sitting justice, that four of the three Supreme Court justices vote that is a constitutional exercise of power based upon their right to say what the law means and what the Constitution means. And There is clearly language in the text of the amendment that gives the power to the assembly to file and pass articles of impeachment. And that language, if we're going to be textualists here, which the court has been very much proponents of textualism, doing what the Constitution says. It says crimes or corruption. It does not say statements on issues. It does not say legal contributions that they have been receiving as candidates for many years.
Andrew, my understanding, it also says that if a judge were on the campaign trail and made a promise, a pledge, or a commitment, that would be a reason for recusal versus expressing an opinion. What about the justice's free speech rights, and does that play into this at all?
That's a great point, too. So there's this very liberal, former justice at the federal level who's passed away, Antonin Scalia. He ruled in a case involving the Minnesota Republican Party back in the 2000s. And I'm joking with your listeners. He was not considered liberal. He's actually very conservative. He basically ruled that if you are going to give the power to the voters to do judicial selection, which is what we do, it's in the Constitution of Wisconsin that the judges are selected by the voters. He said mandating voter ignorance is unconstitutional. And so that's what that is when you say you cannot speak your views on issues. She did not judge any cases. She spoke strictly about facts that honestly are not disputable at this point. And for that, for those free speech rights of her and for the voters to hear this information, to suppress that through an unconstitutional impeachment is beyond problematic.
Andrew, is it your impression, does it seem to you, because it does to me, that over the last, say, 10 or 20 years, this opinion giving on the campaign trail for, you know, states that elect their judges, they've come out and they've started talking a little bit more over the last several years, I think, than they did previously. What's your impression?
Well, that's an interesting observation. I can't really comment on that. I do think that you could argue that these races have become more political. I mean, you're seeing large contributions come from each of the respective political parties. And I'll say, for example, in 2015, Scott Walker in the legislature took the limits off of how much can be given from a party committee to a candidate committee. So if, you know, there's things that have been done that have set the stage for the point where our justices are out there talking about issues, they're raising money. And if we're going to fix that, let's fix it for everyone. Let's not use something that's not meant to be used for this improper purpose.
Andrew Heisel from Lawton & Cates, litigant attorney and the preemptive suit to try and block the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. Again, we're all skeptical about the breaking news, but if true, if there is a new MAP movement afoot and it's being led by the Republicans, one must assume the impeachment efforts are done. Does this change steps of the litigation? Are you moving forward come hell or high water?
Well, it's been filed, and now it's really in the court, and the court, for lack of a better expression. And we're waiting to see what they say. From a policy perspective, fair maps are critical, and we can talk about that on a different conversation. But in this terms of this litigation, we feel it's critical from a constitutional perspective that we respect what our Constitution says, and we do not overturn elections through these sorts of strategies.
And you think that precedent would carry forward with or without this specific circumstance?
What we're asking for is a specific ruling, a declaratory judgment, which would carry forward so that in the future, yes, the justices would essentially vote to ensure that the impeachment meets the criteria set forth in the state constitution.
Attorney Andrew Heisel, we knew we had you on the clock, so we squeezed out every second. Thank you, sir. From Lawton & Cates, more Devil's Advocate. Stick around.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates. He came from-
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can always join us on the lines talking about the breaking news of the day. Do you believe it? Are you skeptical? Where are you at? 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, Andrew Heisel with Lawton & Cates. Lawton & Cates. You know, we've known those guys for a long time. I told him.
Yeah.
I said, say hi to Dixon.
Yeah, tell Dixon. We said, hey.
And there's a cold beer waiting for you guys at the end of a bar someday soon. You know, Dom, there's going to be a cold beer for all our friends waiting at the end of the bar someday soon because we're doing a fall love tour, right? Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. You know, it kicks off in 48 hours, Dom.
Oh, my God. I'm still not ready.
Well, get ready, pal.
I will be.
Let me tell you a few of the highlights, just in case you're local to us and a few of the markets we're visiting later this week. First and foremost, Thursday, big Thursday, Dom. We will be in Wausau. Beautiful Wausau. We'll be broadcasting from the Bull Falls Radio Facility, 3rd and Washington, downtown. And then we'll be at a local watering hole downtown. I feel quite confident. But we're doing a studio show, and we've got Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg joining us. We've got Civic Media's own Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes does great high school sports. He does the big high school sports show. And he does a morning talk show, 8 to 10, in Bull Falls Radio Land. That's Wausau, folks. And we've got a 7th CD congressional candidate in Kyle Kilborn. He's coming out as well. And then we've got a big Friday show, Dom. We're going to be in Chippewa Falls. That's near Eau Claire, but different counties. And we will have the opponent, or perhaps one of the potential opponents, of Derek Van Orden. We've got 3rd CD congressional candidate Rebecca Cook. Now, I'd met her prior. She ran for that seat prior, and she fared well the first time around. And her two prior opponents, Deb McGrath and Brad Path, they ain't running. Now, we did meet Tara Johnson very, very recently. And when we go down to Oktoberfest later in the month, maybe we'll have Tara back on. But Rebecca Cook joining us from the top in Chippewa Falls. And Caden Berg, he's with the Chippewa Falls Democratic Party. Pat Kreitlow, former state senator, anchor, host on the Civic Media of the Up North News in the mornings. Get up early for Pat around the network. And Phil Swanhurst, well, he's with the Eau Claire County Democratic Party. He'll be joining us at 5:30. And Dom, we're doing it from a tiki bar. Because nothing says Oktoberfest like a tiki bar on the river in Chippewa Falls. We're going to Loopy's Bar and Grill. And if you're a local, and I'm talking to you especially, Jeannie, but if you're a local and you come out to Loopy's, I got your first PBR tall boy. I'll buy it nice. For you.
All right.
I got one beer for each client. I'm stamping your hand, though. It's like voting in Iran. I'm going to put it, or Iraq. Remember they had a...
Put your finger in the ink, man.
Ink well. And then I'll buy you a cheap beer. But I will buy you one cheap beer. But don't bring friends. Just you. No friends. No, bring whoever you want. I bring enough money.
Bring everybody. It's going to be a party. That's why we're doing it. We want to hang out and have some fun.
So we're going to party our asses off at Loopy's in honor of the fact it's Oktoberfest in the Chippewa Falls. We'll be down in La Crosse for the real Oktoberfest soon, but that's 20 years of Oktoberfest in the falls, fella. Almost as long as we've been doing hanging out and partying ourselves. 844-967-2789. Why deal with the amateurs when you can talk to a professional partier? A guy like Dana from La Crosse up in God's country. Bring Dana on, man. I can't reach my keyboard.
Hey, Dana, how you doing, man? Welcome. Hello, Dana. What happened to Dana? What did you do?
Dana.
All right, call us back, Dana, 844-967-2789.
Who could be next? Could be Mark from the SAC. Mark, appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, you have to wonder. I don't blame 20 of us for being skeptical, though, because I think Robin Voss, most of the Republican Party in Wisconsin.
Well, skepticism's fine, but he's downright salty.
But when he's reacting to guys that their first act before he even became governor is to do the lame duck on him and stripping him of some of his gubernatorial powers. These guys must have held Machiavelli as their hero back when they were in college, or maybe back in junior high school. That they thought unscrupulous acts on the part of the princes is just fine with them. That so I mean I just maybe hopeful. I don't know. I mean that.
Can we be a little hopeful, Mark? I'm a little hopeful. I mean, what? What would be the harm of a little bit of hope, a little faith, Dom? What's the harm?
Yeah, well, you have to have hope, I guess. You know, when Pandora opened her box, she let loose all the evils upon the world, but you know, yet hope remains, and maybe we have to be skeptically optimistic. But the way the guys have operated for the past, you know, since at least since Walker was in office, I mean that. I'll believe these guys as far as I could toss them with Mel Brooks' catapult. But,
the boss toss.
Mark, appreciate your contribution. And yours, Dom. That's pretty good, the boss toss.
It was a thing. Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to it. Dana, I think you're on next. This is what's working, Dana. Welcome.
Hey,
what do you got for us?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, Crudy, good job filling in for Maggie last night. Really good show. So, yeah, I wonder what might be going on here with these Republicans and the maps, because they usually don't just cut bait and run like that.
No.
I'm wondering if maybe they are realizing that, wow, you know, we're going to be going after Biden and we're going to go after this. This judge.
I don't think the Biden stuff influences it, Dana, but I think there could be some internal polling. I think they could see they're desperately on the wrong side of this issue, which very rarely changes a Republican's opinion. But, you know, Dana, maybe they feel like it's time to cut bait here.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they think it's just too much right now. And, you know, they really want Trump in there bad. So, you know, maybe they're just figuring this will ease the electorate a little bit on them and keep some of them on their side.
Dana likes the idea of grease in the skids. Jeff calls it shiny objectism. Come back.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact.
I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 42, overnight, under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 67, tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Lows level off around 41, tomorrow night, mainly sunny skies and calm, Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 74. 78, chance for scattered rain showers, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the happier happy hour, rolling through it. Your phone calls always welcome here, 844-967-2789. Before we get back to him, Dom, little name dropping, people watching. Guess who I saw walking down the street out here?
Who is that, Mike?
A couple of Supreme Court justices from the great state of Wisconsin, Rebecca Dallet, and I believe Ann Walsh Bradley. That's the good Bradley.
Oh,
walking
nice.
Together with their respective staffs. I can guarantee it was Dallet. I recognize her anywhere. Ann Walsh Bradley, a little harder to tell if she had almost walked by. I said, look. I told Nate. Yeah, I'm like, people watching.
I know, you're easily distracted. Shiny objectism. I mean, Robin Voss says he, Speaker of the Assembly here in Wisconsin, says he might consider some fair maps, and boom, everything's great.
He promised this time he would turn the laces away from me when I went to kick the ball.
Okay.
844-967-2789. Tiffany from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to tell you a saying that served me very well in my many years of working for an extremely belligerent, toxic principal.
I don't remember you working for Crudy Tiffany.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
Oh, that's okay. You know, so I kept a sign in my classroom that said, a viper is a viper even when it smiles. And that's what we need to remember about Robin Voss. He's a viper. He's smiling right now, but don't let your guard down.
What's that story Donald Trump always tells? Oh, I told you I was a snake.
That snake, so terrible.
I don't recall, Tiffany, I don't recall you ever being employed by our firm, but I'm sorry I was such a terrible boss.
No, that's okay. It wasn't by you, but I'm not going to say who it was, what school district it was. But anyway, just it's something to remember whenever people suddenly flip like they seem to have done. It's because they're a viper that's smiling.
Are they?
And that's part of the way they maintain power.
But Tiffany, is it perhaps political reality kicking their ass? Is that?
I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that for a second.
You, like our governor, Tony Evers, very skeptical.
Yeah, because I've dealt enough with vipers to know how they operate.
Mm-hmm.
See, I only deal with nice people around here. Nothing but good people. 844-9 and Dom, 844-967-2789. Appreciate you listening, Tiffany. And you, Dynamo Dave from Duluth. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Oh, thank you for taking my call on my greatest radio show ever. Hey, gentlemen, well, they say, you know, what happens in Wisconsin, yes, it happens in Minnesota, except for a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, we're like 12-time world champions. What happened?
Yeah. So, moving right along. you know that Tommy Tuberville guy supposedly is holding up all these military personnel promotions, you know, the general.
Yes, sir.
And that it may be due to they want to get their own man in, you know, in the presidency and want it to be somebody who's going to kowtow to, what, you know, Trump or whoever, you know, gets there. Does that, you know, can't Biden, you know, if you remember back in July 1st, 1993, Clinton shut down 135 military bases. Can't Biden kind of use you know, some sort of leverage saying, hey, we're going to shut down a military base in Alabama, I don't care how small it is, or start hitting ones that are in Republican districts, because obviously that's how they bring home the bacon, is having military bases in their congressional district.
Well, yeah. It is my understanding that President Joe Biden, I'm just verifying this, has decided to keep Space Command, you know, Space Force Dynamo Dave, in Colorado, rejecting a move to Alabama, which is Tommy Tuberville's district. He is the senator from Alabama and what, the former coach of Auburn, Alabama.
Dave, I get what you're saying.
So I think he's already doing it.
Well, but it's one thing to, you know, leave something where it is and not move it somewhere else. It's an entirely different thing to take something that's some there and move it to a different state for specific political reasons. And my concern on that,
that's
Dave,
a full
is,
branch of the military. It's Space Force. Give it the respect it's due.
Space Force. My concern, Dave, is, you know, then what? So then a Republican gets in and didn't like something about something. Now we're, you know, we're moving military bases around for specific political reasons. And those decisions, in my humble opinion, should be made based on readiness and national security, not based on, you know, politics, Dave. That because where does that stop?
Don't they already do that, McConnell? I mean, they play hardball, but the Democrats don't seem to play much hardball back. You know, they've done it. They held up that Supreme Court nominee who eventually became the Justice Department guy, you know, under Obama. And that guy wasn't even very a liberal justice. He would have been pretty dang conservative. And he thought he was going to get him through, and they didn't even get that guy through. But his name, I'm drawing a blank on him. You know what I'm saying?
Merrick Garland, you're talking about? Yeah, I mean, Dave, again, I hear what you're saying, and yes, we want to fight back. We want to be hard on these things, but there's a lot of downside, man. I think, you know, hopefully, politically speaking, he's gonna, Tuberville will pay a price for this. You can't tell me, you know, you're pro-military when you're stopping the military leadership from being able to do their job. Because why? Let me check my notes. Oh yeah, abortion. And wait, what is it? Oh yeah, God. I mean, give me a freaking break, Dave.
Dom, we've been getting lots of texts today, and mostly they disagree with me. Here are a few examples. Is this the same Robin Voss that kept Gableman on at taxpayer expense until Gableman endorsed Voss's opponent? Yes.
But then he didn't.
Here's a thoughtful one. If you read the story of the frog and the scorpion, you'll understand what Voss is up to. Is that like a smiling viper move?
I think so.
More here. Tony's negotiating perfectly. That'd be the governor, I suspect. Voss offers a workaround. when even the national Republicans are telling him he's fascist with Judge Janet plans. Tony says we want full nonpartisan maps. Keep the pressure on them to continue moving to our side. You give in too soon, Crudy. Here's another one. Don't trust Voss. Here's another one. I believe Robin Voss is using this as a stalling tactic until the gerrymander case comes up to the Supreme Court, and then they'll go ahead and impeach. Now, that's strategery. Here's another Crudy bashing one. Crudy, I truly respect your trusting nature. There's more. I really do. But if you really think Boss Voss isn't scheming to pull a fast one here, I have a bridge in Monona I'd like to sell you. A lot of Crudy trash talking here. Lock the joints and apply the pressure. They'll tap out. When would this happen? After the next census in 2030? Like the new maps? No, the breaking news out of Wisconsin is Robin Voss has put forth a legislative proposal. And they kind of dropped it on us today, right? And the wow moment was they're proposing Iowa-style nonpartisan maps. And the governor of the state of Wisconsin immediately reacted in a very salty fashion, said, I don't believe them. They've been up to no good. They've been threatening to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. They're getting rid of Megan Wolf. They, in fact, what, plan to vote on her removal from the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Thursday. So why would I trust these people?
Right.
And apparently many in the audience agree with that sentiment. And Crudy is thinking, well, maybe Robin Voss turned over a new leaf. Slept on it over the weekend. Did some praying, Dom.
Yeah, it changed my mind. God came to me in a dream and told me not to do it.
Why didn't God ever come to Scott Walker and tell him not to do it? Don't do it, Scott. Bad move.
Hi, welcome to Raisins. You know, remind you ever remember South Park, you know, and Butters, he goes to this little store called Raisins. It's kind of like a Hooters, let's call it. And, you know, the girls are talking to him and he gets really enamored and he starts coming back and bringing gifts and money and yada, yada, yada. Because, you know, he got a smile. He got some attention. That's what Robin Voss is doing right now. He's giving everybody a little bit of attention. Oh, yeah, you know. I mean, what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, wouldn't touch this. Oh, we can't have a unelected bureaucracy. This is about the people. And today, oh, well, you know, I thought about it, and I've been wrong this whole time. No, I don't buy that, man. Everything that this man does and what these Republicans, this is all political calculation. There is a formula. There is a plan. It's not just like, oh, okay, here we go. You guys were right all along. My bad. That was a terrible idea. Well, really sorry. We stuck it to you for the last 15 years. Now we're going to go with what you want. I mean, if someone says that to you, your BS meter should be going off. So I get it. Well, again, I will also reiterate, well, at least it's maybe somewhat of a little off-ramp, maybe a little steer away from the constitutional crisis that would inevitably occur. And, of course, the electoral devastation that would be wrought upon the Republicans if they go down this road. But they don't give up like that, man. There's always another side. There's always a different angle. There's always a plan.
Well, Tom, let's talk about the House Republicans' plan to open an impeachment inquiry of President Joe Biden. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Do you like that plan? Kevin McCarthy rolled out his plan today. We've got some of the sound of this. You know, I don't know if I would go out there publicly and make this plan a public statement, but he did. We'll play it for you. Nate did the hard work, breaking it down, getting it for you. Let's play it for the people. Speaker, question mark, Kevin McCarthy.
For how long, question mark?
Directing House to open an inquiry into Joe Biden cut one.
These are allegations of abuse of power.
Mostly from us.
And corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
You don't have to have an impeachment to do investigations. I mean you have really gavel power.
Anything,
you,
isn't it? Right?
It you can literally.
He was critical of Pelosi. I mean, come on, this is a joke. It's a joke. It's like, oh, I'm doing something really strong here. I'm, you know, supporting my conservative membership. Good luck, dude. This is nothing. Nothing changes. Maybe some subpoena power. Good luck with all of that. Oh, these allegations, Crudy. Yeah, allegations are just that. Allegations. Where's the proof, man?
Well, Dom, they don't need proof, but they do want answers, according to McCarthy. Let's hear him say it. Cut two.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. That's exactly what we want to know. The answers. I believe the president would want to answer these questions and allegations as well.
Yes, the president wants to be impeached so he can answer our many wild and inaccurate allegations against him. And even his speaking style, Dom, what is, I mean, it's like Captain Kirk-esque almost. What the hell is he doing?
A little sing-songy too, wasn't it? It's kind of strange. You're right. McCarthy, the current speaker of the GOP in the House, very, very thoughtful, did not make this decision lightly. You're right. Cut three.
I do not make this decision lightly. And regardless of your party or who you voted for, these facts should concern all Americans.
Well, when you have facts, or what's it called, evidence, you let me know. Because up until now, your whole, claim is more investigation.
Yeah, I mean, it's their allegations, Crudy. Not just allegations, they're serious allegations. Cut four, please.
House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct.
Credible?
Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption.
You got to infer it, though. You got to infer it.
It's a guarantee it's there. And I mean, after living under the thumb of Donald Trump for the last how many years, they can certainly know corruption when they see it.
Do they, though? How could they overlook the rampant Republican corruption, the criminalizing of the White House, the grifting, the grafting, the trumping?
I mean, it's, you know, he's just, I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing to see here. But that's Joe Biden. And don't get me going on Hunter. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. One more segment, 844-967-2789.
Yeah, but I'm filling in.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. My last segment of the day. Crew is going to stick around for the Mickey Dawn show. Mickey's out today, but you can join us 844-967-2789.
Everyone except you is sticking around for the Maggie Dawn show tonight. More Crudy, less Dom. That's what the audience always wants. Well, maybe more Maggie Dawn.
There's always more Crudy than Dom, man. You're a big fella.
That's a fat guy joke suddenly. Dom, we don't often quote Debbie Wasserman Schultz anymore, but today I'm going to. It's not an impeachment unless you bring it to the floor for a vote. Apparently calling it a fake impeachment. Rep. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Dem from Florida, called Speaker Kevin McCarthy's new attempt to impeach President Joe Biden fake. Speaking to MSNBC, she explained that it is likely part of a deal that the right of McCarthy's party to pass a budget bill and not shut down the economy. At the same time, she thinks it's part of Donald Trump's campaign against Biden. She went on to say that there's no difference between an impeachment inquiry and an impeachment. The problem is that for a legitimate impeachment hearing, they have to vote whether or not to move forward. We voted for an impeachment of Donald Trump, who was impeached twice because there was real credible evidence that came up publicly and was evident and obvious, not this hazy gray area that they are hanging their hat on, she said. They have acknowledged there's no evidence against Joe Biden. They're going to vote. The House has to vote to move forward on an impeachment, period. They're adding the word inquiry like they're doing investigations. They've been investigating for months and months and have acknowledged there's no evidence. And they're giving it to the extreme MAGA Republicans because Kevin McCarthy knows one member can move to remove him, and he wants to hold on to power. And that one member, Dom, could be Rep. Matt Gaetz, who told reporters on Monday night that he would make a floor speech about McCarthy, but said he would not motion to remove McCarthy yet. So it's a fake impeachment, dude. You got to actually vote for an impeachment. You got to be on the record. You don't just declare impeachment. I declare an impeachment.
Well, they declared an impeachment inquiry with a committee that we control. I mean, just for real, how is that any different, literally, from what you've been doing last, however long?
Dom, I've got to make a confession. We will not have gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Biden impeachment. Probably not. There may be little or no coverage, especially if they don't actually vote to impeach. That's going to be a precursor at minimum. You got to actually go and vote.
Then it goes what? To the Senate? The Senate. Then it's going to go to the Senate.
Well, first you have the trial.
Gotta have what? A supermajority in the Senate? I mean, a majority of the Senate voted to impeach Donald Trump. More than 50% of the Senate did it, but it wasn't enough.
For a conviction. Nor will this. 844-967-2789. Sharky from Racine. Listening on WRJN, I bet. Welcome, Sharky. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sharky.
You bet. You guys are. Yeah, I really appreciate your product. And I jumped in the car about an hour ago, and then the announcement came up, and I almost blew my coffee all over my windshield because I almost gagged. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" And so I'm scratching my head. I'm saying, "Did I just wake up? Is this a dream?" And not that I'm excited about it, but what I am. Over the years, when I hear and see these things and these appropriations and these plans, I always use the term, it's the arsonist firefighter. Where the guy's starting fires, and he makes the fire, and then he all of a sudden calls the fire department, and he makes the fire go away. I thought that fits the situation perfect. I mean, I don't believe a thing that comes out of boss's mouth.
But normally, Sharky, he'd run up there with a bucket of gasoline and throw it on the fire. At least he's playing the firefighter this time.
It's insulting to people like yourself, the people that have intelligence, and there's a whole bunch out there. And this is. Actually, I don't even have to pay for this ticket today because you guys are really making me laugh.
Well,
I appreciate that.
If I were smarter, I might be insulted, Sharky, but I'm so used to it. I'm insulted so often in life. It just, I'm used to the, I'm used to the beatings.
Well, and you wear it well, and I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, the beatings will end when morale improves around here, Sharky.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you what, you guys got to do is each and every radio station better save your security of your towers if you still are using towers. Because back in 2020, we lost two towers because of Hispanic programming. I think we touched base on this a couple months ago.
Yeah.
These guys are so desperate. They were cutting down, I don't want to say those guys, whoever they are, they were cutting down towers, radio towers, thousand waters.
Yeah.
And hopefully someday we're going to get an answer to that, get a little bit more press on the towers that went down in southeastern Wisconsin. So you might know what I'm talking about already, but it's going to be good listening entertainment.
But Sharky, we don't want to encourage the arsonists, let's just say, to go out there and burn stuff or take stuff or break stuff. We don't encourage that. I'm an optimist. The glass is half full. We're all going to get together and do kumbaya circles, and Robin Voss is coming over to my house. I'm going to mix him up a triple-double, a Kobe Bryant special. Have this one, Robin, because you've earned it through your good work and your reasonableness and moderation. We're all getting together. We're not messing with anybody's radio tower, Sharky. That'd be bad. Don't do that.
Thanks for the call, Sharky. Appreciate you listening, and I think we are all right to be a little skeptical. And I think, Crudy, you're right. We should continue to have a modicum of hope. Perhaps the campaign of everyone out there who was just angry over this effort, over this discussion about potentially, what, taking out a newly elected by 10 or 11 points Wisconsin Supreme Court justice because she held an opinion.
You didn't even believe it, Dem. I was believing the whole time. I'm the realist here. I'm the one that thought it was coming down the pike, the impeachment, all the bad stuff.
What did I say? I said they're not going to do it, and they haven't done it yet, and I continue to believe they're not going to do it because not because Robin Voss turned over a new leaf and saw God last night, but because people are pissed. People have a big problem with the way Republicans have been handling the governance in this state, and it's catching up to them.
Like bad karma and an Achilles heel on a Jets quarterback.
Oh, that's tough, man. Tough.
Too soon?
And Tom's right. Tom's right. It could take a year or two, to recover from this? The guy's like 39?
It's career ending.
Done. It's career ending.
And that done. Free drinks at the bar on Brady Street, that deal also done?
Oh, Jax. Good try, though, guys.
Didn't even give away one night of free drinks.
Yeah, they got a lot of publicity, though.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. I'm sticking around for the Maggie Dawn Show. Hope you do as well. It's going to be damn good, especially with Les Dom. Thank you for listening.
Faith.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin has just welcomed North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to Russia. The two men each have something the other wants, says CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab, who is following the story from Dnipro, Ukraine, where air raid sirens have been sounding.
Russia is a wealthy country, a powerful country, but over the last 18 months, ever since, again, Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine,